As you can tell from the purple vestments, today is the first Sunday of Advent. This Advent season is in a time of excited anticipation of Christ's coming. The church asks us to focus these first 2 weeks of Advent on the coming of Christ, but not necessarily in a way that we might think. We are asked not to focus on the coming of the Christ child on Christmas morning, but rather on his second coming, when Christ will come to judge the living and the dead. In today's gospel, we are called by our Lord to approach Advent in a three-step process: wait, watch, and stay awake. First, we are called to wait. As modern-day Americans, we do not like to wait. In fact, we get annoyed when we have to wait 20 or 30 minutes at the DMV, or for 2 or 3 minutes if we miss one of the cycles of the light on Whiskey Road, or 30 seconds as our computer boots up, or even 5 seconds while waiting for someone who crosses the street going slower than a fast walk. Anytime we wait, we do so because we expect something to happen. The waiting of Advent is not meant to be an idle time. We are not to spend this time waiting in idle, but rather with a hope-filled anticipation of God's action in our lives. As we wait in hope for the second coming of Jesus, we know that he is with us in so many ways, especially through the sacraments. In the second reading today, St. Paul reminds the Corinthians, as he reminds us today, of the many gifts that God wants to give us as we wait this Advent. Here's a quote: "The grace of God has been bestowed on you in Christ Jesus. You are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ." Then he goes on to give us a promise that we can all take to the bank. "He will keep you firm to the end, irreproachable on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ." Our Lord wants us to prepare our souls to receive his grace, the free, undeserved gift of his life living within us. For those who are finding these times difficult for one reason or another, the message of Advent is wait for God in patient hope. God has not abandoned us. He is with us at all times, but sometimes our lack of faith prevents us from seeing his presence in our lives. We can remember that Jesus was in Mary's womb for 9 months. Mary could not see Jesus, but she had faith that the Word had been made incarnate inside of her. She waited in hope for his birth. This Advent, we are called to wait in patient hope for God to fulfill his plans for us in his own way, in his own time. One of our goals this Advent is to be like Mary and say yes to God and wait for his plan. God wants to fill us with his grace. Let us ask God for his grace. Then we can fully expect God to fill us with his gifts over the next 4 weeks of Advent. This is something he wants to give each and every one of us. Secondly, we are called to watch. Jesus tells his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come." Is our Lord trying to scare us? No. He is trying to break through the anxieties and the distractions of our world. The pandemic, politics, occupational and educational stresses, relationship problems, addictions, even our own apathy. Jesus is warning us that he will be returning when we least expect him. Our gospel tells us to be like a gatekeeper, watching for the master of the house to return. As a gatekeeper, what should our attitude to the watch be? Is it one of fear at what our master might find when he comes home? Or is it one of great expectation in which the gatekeeper is focused on a grand and celebratory reunion? When the master comes unexpectedly, our reaction should be joy and welcome. This Advent, let us be like faithful members of the master's household who have had the Lord's interests at heart and not our own self-interest. We must ensure that our priorities, our choices, our values, and our actions are all consistent with the values of Christ in the gospel. We should not be watching in fear like people who are afraid of a harsh employer. God has invited us to share in his eternal life, but we must accept and follow in his footsteps. On Judgment Day, we should be able to respond to Christ by saying, "Lord, we have been hard at work doing the things you love. We hope you are well pleased with our priorities and our actions." Can we say this? Lastly, we are called to stay awake. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. The master of the house is coming at the end of our lives to determine our capacity to receive eternal life. If he comes and finds us ready and waiting, opening the door of our life to his will, then we will have nothing to worry about. If he comes and finds us spiritually asleep, with our hearts firmly closed to him, then we will face an eternity without love. This is what hell is. Our spiritual life can be like driving a car. If we are tired, we are liable to doze off or make poor decisions. In the same way, we can be distracted in our spiritual life, ignoring potential warning signs. These signs might be slacking off from church attendance, letting things into our homes or lives that are inappropriate or maybe even unchristian, especially through the internet or social media. Maybe we are exercising less control over our anger or tempers, or not making time for prayer on a daily basis. Slowly but surely, we fall asleep to the will of God in our lives. Temptation is there, but we don't have enough spiritual energy to resist. Before we know it, we could be destroying the spiritual life of our baptism. We run the risk that we don't wake up and sleep forever in our sins, spiritually dead. When we fall asleep, we are missing the opportunities the Lord provides for us to experience his presence in our lives, not to mention providing his presence, his love, and his compassion for others. Sometimes we get so involved in what we are doing that we forget why we are doing it. But each of us has a unique set of warning signals. God gave us a conscience. We may not be at our best when certain people come into our lives, certain coworkers, certain so-called friends, maybe even relatives. Certain circumstances or situations may not bring out the best in us. We have to know where temptation lies and avoid the near occasion of sin. The good news this Advent is that God is with us at all times. He desires our salvation above all else. This is why he is warning us in today's gospel. We can be assured that there is no sin that God won't forgive. No pandemic God can't resolve. No relationship God can't make right. No addiction that God cannot heal. This is why he has given us the Holy Spirit, the church, the sacraments, and this season of Advent. God is calling us to his kingdom, but we must wait, watch, and stay awake so that we might be ready when he calls us home. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.